Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Ayin Aleph, Baba Metzia 71a, pagination is 141. We're discussing the topic of ribis, of charging interest on a loan, and its prohibition regarding doing that Jew to Jew. And our Gemara tells us that even regarding an akum, it is discouraged. And there are two understandings regarding how discouraged is it and why, and that will make the difference between our first approach and our second approach, as we will see. Starting on the facing page, so that's Ayin Amud Beis 70b, pagination 140, the Gemara tells us about 10 lines up, Amar Rav Nachman said, in the name of Rav Huna, Afilu ribis de oved kochavim, even charging ribis to an akum is also, for a different reason, but it is discouraged. And the Gemara explains, starting on the top of today's daf, Bechdei Chayov. They only allowed it to lend with ribis to an akum to the extent that the person absolutely needs it in order to survive, because this is his livelihood and he can't survive without it. Rashi tells us on the top line, Bechdei Chayov Hitirulo, they allowed in order that he could have enough money to live, for Yosemikan, but more than that, to make a business out of it. Aser midrabanon, it's forbidden rabbinically, Dilma Osi lemisrach, lest he come to be connected, to be drawn after the akum. Now, in halacha, we find that this restriction is not applicable nowadays, based on the words of the Tur, who said that nowadays all of our commerce is with akum, is open market. In their time, apparently, and this gives us insight to this takana drabanon, in their time, they would be able to do commerce with Yisraelim. The only time that they would be compelled to do commerce with an akum would be by ribis, because it's forbidden to do it with the Yisrael. So Chazal stepped in with a takana that a person shouldn't make a habit of it. Dilma asi lemisrach, lest he become business associates, he be forced in because of the laws of ribis, a bad thing would result, that he ends up lending beribis so frequently that he gets drawn after that situation. Ravina Omar Ravina says, Hacha betalmide chachamim askinon, a Talmud chacham, a Torah scholar, would be an exception to this takana. Taima mai gozer rabbonon shama yomod mi maisov. The reason of concern that we restricted ribis to an akum on some level was lest he learn from his ways. They came at the Talmud Chacham, who, since he's a Talmud Chacham, lo yomod mi maisov, he won't learn from his ways. Now, the way the Tur says it, and the Shach and the Taz, and the way it's paskind, we are going to allow ribis to an akum nowadays across the board, because it's no different than any other commerce that we do with an akum. The lesson over here, though, remains a powerful perception, and that is that Chazal were worried that if in all other areas the person can find a comfort zone of who he does business with, that he deals with upright people, and then when it comes to ribis, he only has one segment of society that he's forced into, because that's all he can do ribis with. So then we're worried that that business association could cause him harm. That same principle is going to apply as a person chooses what type of business they do, and it's not just about what will make them the most money, but it's also about, or perhaps more importantly about, what kind of environment will this business place you in. And we all know the difference between an environment that's very professional and clean and an environment that lets a little bit too much of different types of lifestyles into the mix in an effort, or not necessarily consciously, but as a result of leaving the possibility that a person be drawn to something that they do not consider a good way to go. Interestingly, a Talmud Chacham, a Torah scholar, was absolved of this special restriction in the time of the Gemara. And likewise, we would recommend that regardless of what comfort level a person can find in business associations, if they on some level strive to emulate Talmidei Chachamim, try to be a Talmud scholar, a Torah scholar on some level, become an expert in something, let that be the place of Achash Sha'alti Me'es Hashem, that's your home, and then you go out to do business. But if a person has a strong base, like the Talmud Chacham, then he's in a far stronger position. So again, according to the first approach of Rav Huna, there was a restriction on some level to do ribis with an akum. It was a very real restriction. You were told not to do it if you could avoid it. They allowed it b'chdei chayov, and they allowed it for a Talmud Chacham. Ika demasni, there are others who learned the statement of Rav Huna that there's a restriction on lending to an akum beribis because of the pasuk im kesef talve es ami, that you should lend money to your nation. There's a mitzvah to lend money to people of your nation who are in need, and that's a level of priority, just like relatives are a priority, people of your own city are a priority, etc. And therefore, the Gemara tells us, in understanding Rav Huna, afilu lenochri beribis uli Yisrael bechinom, even if a person has a choice to lend to an akum with ribis, or to lend to a Yisrael for free, because that's the restriction of ribis, you can't charge interest, there is a mitzvah to lend to a Yisrael for free. Now, obviously, if this is his business, etc., there is a mitzvah to lend to a Yisrael for free, but it's not going to preclude him from ever doing business because there's a Yisrael who needs a loan. But there will be cases where lending to an akum will be dissuaded because you have the opportunity to lend to a Yisrael, and that situation would be true even though you're charging the Nachri Ribis and the Yisrael is Bechinam. It is interesting to note that in the Gemara, in the first Lashon, which has this reluctance to do business with the Akum, the word is Oved Kochavim, the idol worshippers, an Akum. In the statement that a Yisrael gets priority over the other person, over there the word is Nochri, a non-Jew. And that could very well be a reflection of which reason we're referring to and how the restriction plays out. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.